At the Al-Hikam boarding school located outside Jakarta, young Indonesian men are learning to counter radical Islamic ideology with moderate Muslim teachings. The director of this government-funded program, Arif Zamhari, says these newly trained religious scholars will be sent out to speak in mosques across the country.
We spread a virus of peaceful Islam to, you know, to community here. The problem here, because the loudest voice are from the radical, so our moderate groups never speak out.
The last major terrorist attack in Indonesia, the bombing of two hotels in Jakarta, occurred in 2009. That marked the end of nearly a decade of deadly plots by Jamaat Islamiyah and other Southeast Asian militants affiliated with Al-Qaeda. The government was able to curb the terrorist threat in Indonesia by capturing, not killing, terrorist leaders like Muslim cleric Abu Bakar Bashir. The trials helped turn public opinion against violent militants. But the terrorist threat reemerged this year in an online video featuring a purportedly Indonesian Islamic State fighter in Syria exhorting Muslims to rise up against the government in Jakarta. Sydney Jones with the Institute for Policy Analysis of Conflict in Jakarta says this video was a wake-up call.
The Indonesians, for the first time, saw the Islamic State as a challenge to Indonesian sovereignty. That's what triggered the reaction. It wasn't that all of a sudden it became more dangerous.
Police have since arrested some local Islamic State supporters and may prosecute them for aiding rebellion in a friendly foreign state. Authorities may also revoke passports of the estimated 150 Indonesians who have joined the Islamic State in Syria. Despite concerns from some human rights groups of heavy-handed police tactics with little civilian oversight, the country is sticking by its counter-terrorism strategy. Some moderate Islamic leaders support blocking religious education funding from outside groups, especially from Iran and Saudi Arabia, but such a ban would include Christian missionary organizations as well. Sydney Jones says more Indonesian Muslims are using social media to speak out against the extreme violence practiced by the Islamic State.
One of the interesting things about the emergence of the Islamic State is how horrified most mainstream Muslims are in Indonesia.
The new threat has reminded many Indonesians that despite nearly 5 years without a major attack, their own war against terrorism is not over. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.